When I was a junior in college at the University of Kentucky, I had a huge spinach salad one day for lunch. You know, I was trying to be the healthy college student. And within just a few days, I came down with flu-like symptoms. I had a fever, I had body aches, I just felt terrible. And I did what all college students do when they feel sick. I called my mother. My mother said, you know, go to the doctor, check in if you still don't feel well tomorrow. Of course, just rest. And it actually was the beginning of a long road. I ended up going through three different healthcare facilities. They thought I had appendicitis. They thought that I had perhaps an ulcer that had ruptured. They really had no idea. I was finally admitted to the hospital, and I was in the hospital the first time a week before it was discovered that I had E. coli 0157H7, and then I was readmitted again for complications for another week, and I was in recovery for about 6 months.
What about the difficulties in actually tracing which food has made you sick? You said that you were able to trace it back to a bowl of spinach that you ate, but given that we're eating so many different things from so many different places, kept under lots of different conditions, either in our own fridges or in restaurants, how were you able to, or the medical professionals able to, trace it back to the spinach and say definitively, that's what made me sick?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I am very fortunate from that perspective. Many people who are sickened by foodborne illness, you mentioned cantaloupe before. I know personally a victim advocate who was sickened by cantaloupe when she was a little girl, but they were never able to get definitive proof. And so they weren't able to, you know, put it, connect it to part of a larger problem. For me, I was part of the nationwide 2006 outbreak, and my cultures were identically matched to the actual, down to the exact field the spinach came from. So there was no question that I had been sickened by spinach, that I was part of the outbreak, and we knew exactly which field that it came from, which farm, et cetera. At the time, when I lived in Kentucky, it was actually not the medical professional that traced that for me. It was actually my legal professional who traced that for me. Some states are really great at tracking, and you ask, you know, what should have happened or what didn't happen. Well, I think the tracking system of our food is something that I really hope to see in the next 10 years. You know, we have smartphones, we have QR codes, and I can get an instant text message when my prescription's ready or when my movie tickets are ready. I would love to see an amazing tracking system to show consumers, hey, I just bought this product, you know, last week at my grocery store, and it turns out it's part of a larger outbreak, and I get a text. And in 2006, we were so far afield from that. We're still not there. But unfortunately, the tracking of that, just that simple answer to say, yes, I have E. coli, as I told you before, that alone took over a week. And then the second layer of it being connected back, I was sickened in August of 2006, and it was not definitively connected back to the larger outbreak until roughly March of the next year. So not only was it not quick, not only could many consumers have been prevented from even buying the product before, you know, and walking out of the store with it, and let alone getting ill, but it was months and months later. And that's part of the Food Safety Modernization Act that I helped work on that legislation and pass, is that it's supposed to be a preventative system, not a reactive system. And that was a huge issue from my perspective in the entire experience, was that I was so early on in the outbreak that by the time I was out of the hospital, it was just then hitting the news, the national news. So many more people could have been avoided having gotten ill and gone through and frankly died. There were some deaths in that outbreak, that had it been connected to a larger system, that it just didn't exist.